riding a horse. What are you holding in your hand?
A money.
Okay, suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
The rain, I believe.
Okay, what do you put your feet into when you're riding a horse back?
Stirrups.
And if you have two horses, the one on the left is called what? If you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the front? Have you ever heard a horse called a lead horse?
Yes. Yes, I've heard some of it.
What would a lead horse be?
Hold it down.
Okay. These are some phrases and verbs and things like that. I just want you to complete this thing. If something is not right near at hand, you say that it's just a little blank over.
A little farther over.
And if you've been traveling and you have not finished your journey, you might say that you have had a blank before dark.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you have a bug to go. How would you say that? Do you have light before dark where you can stop?
Yes.
Something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place. You might say that you can just find that one. Someone were asking me where can I find such and such? You can say, oh, well, you can just find that one. Pretty far away, and you're driving there, and you're trying to tell someone, oh, well, this town is like, if you want to describe it, how would you say that? Not close to you when you're going there and someone's asking you, oh, well, where is this place you're going? You say, oh, well, it's
farther.
Okay, if someone slipped and fell, like this way, you'd say he fell. And if he fell in the opposite direction? You didn't get any. Someone asked you, did you catch any fish? You said, no. You'd say, no, I didn't catch blank or one. like not a one or only a one.
Oh, I'd say a one.
Would you ever use another term, a year?